You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hi, it's Lori from The Director on another episode of The Director's Take. So I want to start today's episode off with giving a definition of one of the target markets I try and target. And that's saying target twice, but the word encore means a additional performance or repeat performance. So I consider myself an encore bride whenever I'm claiming it that one day I'll remarry and I'll be an encore because it'll be a repeat performance. But it also applies to those individuals who have waited. They've been career minded and they've decided to just wait a while, and they've decided to marry late. And so they have these beautiful celebrations. And honestly, my experience in the wedding industry has been that goals change. As you get older, your goals change and your vision changes as far as whether it's a wedding, whether it's a milestone birthday, things change. So I say all that because my guest in the studio today, I'm excited to have her. We initially met through church, but we know so many of the same people. So we've always been somewhat connected. I went to Michigan State. Shout out Spartans. Go green, go white. So I went to Michigan State with her now husband of, was it 3 months?
3 months.
3 months. And what's unique about Lasagna is that she came to me when she was wedding planning, and she went out and interviewed wedding planners, and I wasn't the one she chose. And I'm absolutely fine with that. And what I want listeners to know is that you have to be able to mesh or be in sync with your event or wedding coordinator, and you have to have a good feel for them. So, and I'm all about make sure, I kind of relate it to picking schools for your child. You got to pick where an environment and the people that he or she will be around that's going to be tapped into your vision. And so she's just here to share her experience with wedding planning, and she can go ahead and talk about how happily married she is to her soulmate. And so we're going to talk about the wedding planning process with Lasagna Campbell. I want to say Chappelle so bad.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Mrs. Campbell. How about that? Mrs.
Amen. Campbell. I receive it.
So thank you for coming in
today.
Thank
you for having me. I'm excited. I'm excited.
So share with us what you're up to now and what's changed. No, let's start with wedding planning. So let's start with wedding planning. Then you can tell us how life is as
sure
a newlywed.
So I'll start with the fact that I heard you give a shout out to your Go Green, Go White. Well, you know, I'm a FAMU rattler, so I have to give a shout out to the FAMU community.
Of course.
So with that, you know, it's interesting because you were talking about just, you know, it's so important to pick a really good wedding coordinator. And so I had the opportunity to talk to you as I was going through the selection process. And I think the thing that I learned the most is that what to look for. I feel like I looked for all the wrong things. I looked for someone who had amazing video. I looked at someone who had a lot of personality and spunk, and I felt their energy matched mine. And then I also looked at kind of the glam factor, if you will, at the time that we were engaging and interacting. And what I came to learn is, like, don't none of that really matter when you're talking about a wedding planner and coordinator. You need someone who's organized. You need someone who is really good with respect to time management, someone who has systems in place where they can kind of keep together a run of show. You want someone who is not willing to give you something in a Word document that's going to say, hey, this is kind of what the day looks like. But you really want someone who's going to look like every 5 minutes or 10 minutes on the actual day of your wedding and be able to really give you a thorough run of show. And so two things. So when you and I were talking, I thought I needed a full service wedding coordinator. But because I had a vision and because I was doing all the interviewing of the vendors anyway, I really did need a full service wedding coordinator. I needed a day of coordinator and someone like you who would give me a list of vendors that I could, you know, reach out to and investigate and evaluate.
Okay.
And so that was like my biggest learning. So what I thought I was getting in a full service coordinator, I didn't really get. And so, and some of that was my own personal ignorance, if you will, but some of it too was just not being clear on what a wedding coordinator does, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So looking back, I needed a day of coordinator because my maid of honor, who was my sister, was thebomb.com. So we interviewed everybody. We asked all the questions. And so that wasn't what this particular full service coordinator provided for me. Certainly, they had a list of vendors that they would offer up, which was fantastic. And I certainly appreciate that. But in terms of when you get down to what I really needed, I really didn't need that. I needed a thorough day of coordinator.
I like that. So it's the wants versus the needs.
Yeah.
Or what you thought you wanted versus what you needed.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's not throwing shade to anyone
because
I think that everybody in the industry and the business can bring something.
Sure.
It just worked out. What I really needed was a day of like yourself and the services that you offer.
Got it. And you know what?
Looking back.
Right. And and that's the objective of this whole podcast.
Yeah.
Is for, you know, I said on a different episode is that I have, or actually I went on Instagram Live and I said, I have so many people that come after the fact, like, I wish I had a day of coordinator. I didn't realize how overwhelming it was going to be. And so I just said, there's got to be another way to articulate that ahead of time to, because really a lot of people think of a day of coordinator after the fact too.
Yeah.
Where, and you'll hear it on one of my episodes too, because we all, coordinators, the we call ourselves the creatives professionals, right? We get together because there is a niche for all of us.
Yes.
And we all offer something different.
Yes.
And but we agree that sometimes the first step is getting a coordinator because they don't realize the relationships we've built with other professionals that will be an asset versus just another line item in the budget, if you will.
Yes. So, and it's an important line item.
Yes.
So, and I always say, you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and even though I was willing to invest the dollars, the key is to really be thoughtful about what you really need and make sure you're asking not only the right questions, but my recommendation is I would ask for an example of their work. So if someone tells you, listen, I'll help you put together a budget, ask, I want to see the last three budgets that you've put together.
Absolutely.
If someone says, I'm going to give you a run of show, you would say, I like to see the last run of show that you put together from your last three weddings. I didn't do that. What I did is I went on the strength of they said that they could do it and they could do it, but not necessarily to my standards.
Got
and
it.
that's where the gap was. And I don't even know if my standards is the right word, but certainly my expectations,
were
very different.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. So,
So like you said, you sent me the budget tracker.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember doing that.
Uh-huh.
So even though I didn't go with you, I always look back and I was like, dang, I wish I coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Right.
And I even came back to you probably 3 weeks before my wedding. You was like, girl, I am booked. I can't do nothing for you.
It's okay. That was an that was a popular date, right? I knew about like four weddings that day. Yes. 8/18/18. I know this is off topic, but I'm actually getting to attend a wedding on 1/19/19.
Wow.
I'm so excited that I get to just attend as a guest.
Yes.
1/19/19 is the date, one of the dates next year.
Yes.
So that's exciting.
And that's a Saturday?
It is.
Is it? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a Saturday. So, yeah. 1/19/19. Yes,
it's Saturday.
Yes, it's the MLK weekend.
Okay, okay.
So
okay.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So that'll be a. So is it here in the Michigan?
No,
area?
It's out of oh my goodness, it's out of state in Rhode Island.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Right. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent.
Yeah, so, okay. So back to weddings.
I know,
because I want to hear all the details. I know I saw pictures, but other than you kind of gave advice about the wedding coordinator aspect, but is there anything else that you would give anyone who's planning as far as, you know, they're planning their big day, some things that you learned?
Yeah. So I would say, I would say a couple things. So I think the biggest thing for me, the biggest piece of advice I would give to any bride, that is really define what a perfect wedding is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you're real clear on what a perfect wedding is and what you actually need to have a perfect wedding, then you focus on that because things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I have some great advice and wisdom from folks around me. And one of the things that in terms of like the five things that I knew I needed, not wanted, but needed to have a perfect wedding, it was me, Daryl, Pastor Kinlock, a marriage license, and a witness. That was it. It was those five things. So anything else that happened outside of that, it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I could still look back and say, you know what? I had a perfect wedding. Why?
Oh.
Because I had those five things. And so I do. So were they things that happened? Yes. And so a funny story is the day before my wedding.
Okay.
I went, and this is the other piece of advice. Don't do anything new. So don't try no new products. Don't try no new hairstylist. Don't try a new makeup art. Don't try nothing new.
Okay.
And so for me, I went to, I'm not throwing shade. I went to a venue to have my eyebrows arched and my lip waxed.
Okay.
First time I had ever gone. I had the worst allergic reaction known to man. My entire face, my whole lip area, my eyebrow area, it was a mess, a hot mess. So I had urticaria, so like large, you know.
She's a pharmaceutical rep,
I know, right?
Everyone.
So let me stop. Let me stop. Exactly.
I love it, though. I'm giving medical terms.
I know, right?
I love it.
So, yeah. So, but it was like, to look at me, it was awful. And so I remember calling my sister, and I was like, you would not believe this. So let me not even tell you about it. I sent her a picture of my face. And she texted me and she said, where are you? Do I need to come to you? And I said, no. She was like, are you okay? I was like, I'm good. She was like, what are you going to do? I was like, it is what it is. I was like, you know what? My wedding is still going to be perfect. Why? Because it's me, Daryl, the pastor, my marriage license, and I know I'm going to have folks at the church.
That's
so
right.
It's all good. So it allowed me that even in that lowest moment, it allowed me to stay focused on the things that really matter.
The things that really matter. Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So it probably just cleared. Probably the next day it was cleared up.
Well, that's when my makeup artist came in.
And that's
so
fine. Yeah.
She did a little extra in order to cover it up, but it certainly was not as bad. So at my rehearsal dinner, it was awful.
Okay.
So I applied my own makeup. So it covered it a little bit, but you could still see that it was, you know, still some swelling in it. But by the following day, it had come down tremendously.
Okay.
Cause you know, again, pharmaceuticals, I got some cortisone,
Benadryl.
And I took a Zyrtec and it was all good.
Okay.
So it all came.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So a lot of the swelling came out. But yeah,
very
so the advice in all of that is really focus on the things that define perfect for your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try nothing new the day before.
Right.
I know, right?
That's a good one.
If I pulled up the picture, y'all would be like, what the what? Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Wow.
It was bad.
How did you go about selecting your venue?
oh, my venue. So I looked at all the venues.
I know you did.
So two things. So one, it was a popular date. Mm-hmm. But I...
Because how far in advance did you start planning?
So actually, today, 2 years ago, Daryl proposed to me.
Oh.
Yes. So 12/2/16. So today is my 2 year
proposal anniversary.
You got that right.
I love it.
Yes.
Okay.
So exactly. So and we got married in 2018. So I really had a year to plan.
Okay.
And I got another piece of good advice from my girlfriend Venus. When I first got engaged, the thing she said to me was, "Don't start planning right now. Enjoy your engagement."
Enjoy your
engagement. So many brides, you know, get engaged and they jump right in and they never get the opportunity to enjoy the engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So I took her advice. She's been married, or she is married.
Okay.
To my brother, who I love.
Okay.
But yeah, she and I did that. And so I took a few months. So I didn't actually start looking for venues until like February of 2017.
Okay.
And so in that, I looked everywhere. I looked downtown. So all of the places you would think. Mm-hmm. I looked at the Colony Club. I looked at the Whittier. I looked at the Whitney. I looked at, what's the place in Book Cadillac? I looked at Book Cadillac.
Oh, Book Cadillac. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I looked there. I looked, and of course, I looked out in the area where I lived. And so where I decided upon was the Inn at St. John.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah. And it was a beautiful venue.
Yes.
Not the cheapest, but where I did gain some traction is that on the taxes, the city tax wasn't as high as being in the city of Detroit. So I kind of gained there.
Okay.
And then I didn't have to worry about my guests and parking.
Yes.
So, and I looked at the MGM and the whole nine. And so where I ended up at the Inn at St. John, beautiful venue. Mm-hmm. But again, all of the locations in Detroit I thought were absolutely amazing.
Yes.
But what it really came down to is that the church, I got married at Triumph Church.
Right.
At the West Campus.
Right.
Literally, it's a 3 minute drive from the West Campus to the Inn at St. John. So ultimately, that kind of tipped me.
Yeah.
Logistically, it just made sense for my guests.
Sure.
And then also, yeah, for my guests, it just made sense,
for
us to be there.
Aww.
Yeah.
So what's the most memorable part of your day? Like when you look back, like what's the part that you always seem to go back to?
Yeah. So I would have to say definitely the actual ceremony itself. Mm-hmm. So when I think about the ceremony, like Pastor Kinlock was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I talk to people who came to the wedding and they're married,
mm-hmm.
They were like, he was talking to me. So I know he was had you all at the altar and really teaching you all about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
He also taught the married couples and those who were single, attending the ceremony as well. And
okay.
So that was a special moment, just listening to his words and the fact that he was, joining us together, but he was also performing a eulogy at the same time. So all the I and the me, all that language, he was burying all of that because what we had to pick up was we and us. And so that was like a very tender moment for us.
Sure.
I remember when they opened the doors of the church, even before we got there, and I walked in and it was just, I could feel the energy. I could feel the love.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I probably floated down the aisle real quickly.
Yes.
Because when I got there to my dad who was waiting, the song, it was still a lot of song left.
Mm-hmm.
And so standing there at the altar, it was a tender moment with Daryl because we actually were communicating. So, of course, we far away.
Sure.
And I just remember him looking and saying, wow, mouthing,
sure.
Wow,
right.
You are so beautiful.
Okay.
And I said, and you are so handsome.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I love you. And I said, and I love you. So we were standing there, the whole church was filled, but it felt like it was just the two of us. In fact, my sister said, I was up there and I was thinking, maybe I need to turn around because
right.
We felt like she was intruding on a very personal and private conversation. So I remember that. And so that was a special moment. And then the reception, I wanted to dance and have a good time. And when I tell you, we had a show enough good time at the reception.
Good.
So that was... that was a beautiful
That's
moment.
That's amazing.
Too.
I love, you know, I use the hashtag I love love because I'm just, I'm that sappy one. Just, I love it.
I love love.
Yes,
too.
I love love. So
yeah, and it's real. Like, you know, I think we're a typical, you know, couple. We've had good days and bad days,
sure.
But at the end of the day, it's like when you love someone, mm-hmm. like not being together is not an option. But mm-hmm. you figure out and you find a way in order to, you know, you push through. People say it's work. It is work.
It is work.
But it's a decision. You make a decision.
That's correct.
To want to stay in it. Listen, that's to me, right. 90 days in giving advice.
I love it.
I love it.
Wow. So, what was your biggest fear leading up to the big day?
Girl, when nobody gonna come? I thought that church was gonna be empty.
Really? Why would that even enter your mind,
though?
You guys are very active, and
I don't know. And it was I don't even know. But that was a thought. I was like, well, what if? Because that weekend was the sorority that was. We had regionals that weekend.
Oh, okay.
I knew. August the 18th, it was a popular day, so a lot of people were going on mm-hmm. Vacation. And so I know it's weird to say, but it's like I did. I was like, well, will people come? You know, did something come up? Did something pop up? And so good, bad, and different other. That was my real.
You had more than enough people, right?
I mean, it was
overflowing.
It was, yeah, I was, yes. I don't even know how I got there, but I did. But if you ask me genuinely and transparently, what was it? It was a fear. But the church was, you know, Triumph hosts 1,200 people. Mm-hmm. The church was full. We didn't have 1,200, but it was full. And then even at the reception, we were at the capacity at the reception too. Mm-hmm. So people came, and I remember before I was sitting out with the flower girl, and she was so happy. And of course, everybody had gone in, so it was just the two of us.
Yes.
And so that thought, you know, came across my mind. And I had to say, but Lasagna, if it's just long as Daryl and Pastor Ken like out
there,
and your mama,
that's right,
and your daddy and your sister, you got your witnesses, and you still got a perfect wedding. So,
that's it.
And I let that go. But what I felt like is that was the devil trying to steal.
That's right.
My joy.
That's
and
right.
So with that, I put everything in perspective.
Yeah.
And by the time they opened them doors, I was like, hey, let's do this.
Right. Yeah. For those of you not on Facebook Live, I wish you could see her. You're glowing like today's the wedding day.
I know.
I love it.
I know.
I absolutely love it. So
it takes me back, and it was a perfect day. It truly was. It was a perfect day.
Yeah. So do you and Daryl sit around now that the wedding planning's over mm-hmm. and, you know, again, good days, bad days.
Yeah.
And do you guys, let's say you have a rough day at work and you come home, do you mm-hmm. get together and say, hey, but think about this from our wedding day? Is that one of your, like, stress relievers or just, I don't know, what do you guys, as a couple, you know, for those newlyweds, you know, working through these, the first, you know, few months, you know, if being newlyweds, it's work. So,
you know, Lori, that's a great question. And it's, I think the way it shows up for us is sometimes we're just sitting, you know, next to each other on a couch watching television or in the car riding.
Mm-hmm.
He'll look at me. He'll say, hey, wife. And I'll say, hey, husband.
Right.
So it kind of comes up just organically and, you know, and naturally.
Sure.
Or sometimes he'll do something Sometimes he'll do something and I'll just say, I'm so glad you're my husband. And so, and again, we'll just kind of make light of things. And so we were sitting in church today, and he leaned over to me in church today. He said, I'm so glad you said yes 2 years ago. So I was like, oh, I'm glad you asked 2 years ago. So we'll have tender moments like that.
So, okay, so who remembered it was the proposal anniversary?
Girl, I think we both did, because I'm going to tell you, I make sure, because this little pillow right here.
I love that.
You see this pillow? Girl, it is sitting out in the house, so won't nobody ever forget.
So for those who are just listening, she has a pillow with their names.
Yes.
12/2/16, she said yes. 8/18/18, we say I do. Lasagna and Daryl. Beautiful.
Yes. So we had that. And so that's one of our.
That's amazing.
One of our little fun moments.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
I'm so glad you came on. Listen, I was hesitant because I was, you know, wasn't sure because I want to be completely transparent, you know, just like, I'm not the wedding coordinator for everyone.
Yes.
You know, it is what it is.
Yes.
You know, I want to see everyone happy.
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone to have the wedding day of their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even enlisted, you know, like I said, I've got numerous colleagues who mm-hmm. are in the wedding business, and we refer couples to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what we do. And I'm I'm good with that.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So I'm appreciative. Oh my gosh, the nuggets you have given us, you know, for the listeners. I always like to share some takeaways. This is the director's take. So instead, I usually try and have three, but today I have four. So I'm going to recap them. Lasagna, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the biggest one for sure was the first one, in the fact that you really have to determine what it is that you need from a wedding coordinator, whether it's full service, whether it's day of, your needs. You need to write down, you need to document, you need to be solid on what your needs are for your wedding day. You have to ask the right questions of yourself and of the potential coordinator. The second one is, I love this as well, is you have to determine what is the definition of your perfect day. Mm-hmm. Anyone that goes into, and I say this about events, I say this about weddings. You know, I turned 50 this year. So my vision of my 50th year, I did a photo shoot every month this year to commemorate turning 50. Mm-hmm. So you have to determine what's your definition of a perfect day, and then get the vendors that are going to tap into your vision. And then number three, this was great too. Don't try anything new before the wedding day. Mm-mm. You want to, and on a previous episode, we talk about, you know, not trying any new makeup or any skincare regimen before the wedding. You need to try something like that 30, 60 days out. Mm-hmm. And then finally is, I love this too. Gosh, I love all of them. But this one is, enjoy the engagement.
Yes.
When you get engaged, nobody said you have to jump right into full-fledged planning. Enjoy the engagement. And then when the time is right, start your planning.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that so much.
Yes.
I hope you guys are blessed and you receive this information, because I'm telling you, this is the whole objective to this podcast, is to give you this information ahead of time so you don't come back and say, well, I wish I would have, and I should have done this. And so I'm thankful, Lasagna, for you, Mrs. Campbell.
Mrs. Campbell.
For being in the studio with me. And any last words before we close out?
So, you know what? I'm going to ask permission. So there were a couple of vendors that I thought were amazing.
Sure.
And if you would say it's okay, I would love to just give a
Absolutely.
Shout out to them, because they were like over the top. So I think it's important to have an extraordinary wedding coordinator. But I also think it's important for you to have like a phenomenal, I don't know if it's event planner, but someone who like decorates your reception.
Sure.
And so I use Velvet Touch with Amber. She was amazing.
Okay.
And so she did a lot of things with regards to flowers. She understood my vision, and then she absolutely brought it to life. LaPen Design did.
Oh, Latrice. We love Latrice.
We love Latrice.
Yes.
She did an extraordinary job as well. I used Fancy Flash for
Serena,
my photo book.
My soror. Yes.
Yes. Funny story about her, but I will not tell that tell that live. But yeah, so Fancy Flash was amazing.
Yes.
And for those of you who are looking for I had a lot of phenomenal folks, but Josh Vietti.
Okay.
If you all have not heard of Josh Vietti, he is a violinist out of California.
Okay.
So he flew in and he was absolutely amazing. And
okay.
So if you don't believe me, look him up on Instagram.
Okay.
And then also Taylor stepped in. So when I ended up moving away from my coordinator, Taylor stepped in.
Okay.
And she gonna kill me because I can't remember. It's Taylor. Inbox me if you're interested. But she did a great job just kind of helping out and filling in.
Good.
And I can't remember my other girl name. But anyway, and let me just say this to you. One thing that strikes me about you is that even though I did not select you as my wedding planner, and I came back to you in the 11th hour, you were just so knowledgeable, so kind, and so willing to just step in and offer resources and your advice and your feedback. So I just want to say thank you to everyone. And I would thoroughly suggest and recommend that if someone's looking for a wedding coordinator, that they absolutely consider director.
Aww, thank you.
Because again, your organizational skills and just your passion, your kindness.
Thank you.
Is absolutely amazing. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget, you can reach me on all social media at The Director, DirectHer, The Director.
Yes.
And we look forward to
Yay.
We look forward to our next episode. Take care. See you next time.